Farragher of Capstone Marketing. I am delighted this afternoon to be speaking with Brenda Sleeper, the Business Development Director at BizActions, who was honored as the 2010 Association for Accounting Marketing Volunteer of the Year. Brenda was recognized for her commitment to promoting the accounting profession, along with her service to AIM. Now, Brenda has been an AIM member since 2001 and is extremely active in the association and now serves as the chair of the membership committee. Brenda has more than 10 years experience in sales and business development, working at regional and large accounting firms. In her role at BizActions, she is responsible for the implementation of all sales programs, partnership campaigns, trade shows, special events, and alliance opportunities. Welcome, Brenda. Congratulations on being named the AIM Volunteer of the Year.
Thank you, Jean. You know, Jean, in 2001, when, this is probably a little bit of a testimonial right here to AIM. In 2001, I actually entered the industry in 1999, but 2001 was my first AIM conference. And do you know that you were one of the first people that I met up in Toronto?
Wow. See, now that's a little bit of history.
That is a little bit of history, but here we are.
That's awesome.
10 years later.
We're still ticking.
We're still ticking. Yep. We are. We're still ticking.
That is wonderful. That's wonderful.
There were certain people though that I connected with at that conference, and yourself and a few others, and Becky Dowd, friend that we've become friends, and you know what I mean. And we've had a relationship over the last 10 years, so it's been great.
Right. I am very happy to hear that. How did you feel when they announced your name as Volunteer of the Year?
Well, I think you know that I was quite surprised. I just totally was caught off guard. Not something that I ever imagined that I would be joining the ranks of some of my peers that I've seen get that award and other awards over the years. But I was truly honored by the award.
Well, it was very well deserved. Brenda, how do you get the most out of an organization like AIM?
Well, I think that when I think back when I joined AIM and I went to my first conference, and I think that what from that conference, it was the networking, sharing ideas, you know, meeting people, that all of a sudden I didn't feel like I was on an island any longer as a marketing person within, you know, the accounting industry. And I think that it was probably my goal at that point, too, over the last few years, was to try to give back, because the organization has been great for me in terms of career development, professional development. When you think about AIM and you think about the role that, you know, that we play as a marketing director, a business development director, even now that I'm with a vendor, it's still within the industry. When you look at career development and such, that's really where you get it, is from an organization like AIM.
Mm-hmm. So if you put in, you get out as well.
Yeah, you really do have to put in. I mean, you can get some out, and you can go to, you know, if you just wanted to attend this, you know, the AIM summit, you'll get, you know, great ideas from that. You'll come away, you know, energized, and you're going to realize that by meeting and building relationships with other marketing and business development professionals, that you don't have to recreate the wheel as often, you know, and you don't feel like you're again on that island.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, if people do get involved and they share ideas and they share campaigns, you know, way back then when I joined AIM, I actually met someone that was in several states away. And it was fun. For 2 or 3 years, we used to share campaigns. We would do different campaigns, share our marketing plans, that sort of thing. And it was actually kind of fun to do that, you know, because then again, you weren't recreating the wheel. It was a great way to get more out of you as an individual, and also learn from other people.
Right, excellent. What characteristics have you noticed over the years that are attributed to the most successful marketers?
I think that passion is probably what differentiates the successful marketers, the ones that are going to give and take, that they're going to learn from others. And I think that, you know, as it relates to AIM, I find that the folks that are, you know, the most successful marketers are involved, They seek to build relationships. They get involved so that they can, not only maybe nurture other people, but also begin and help with their own professional development.
Because I know that both of us have found that AIM is an extremely sharing organization, and that people that we meet there are more than willing to, give ideas and share experiences.
Yes, I think people in general want to help other people. You just have to reach out to them to let them know that you want help. I think that that's the key. And of course, marketers have the tendency to be full of energy and full of ideas. And if you connect with them, then it just grows.
Right. What changes have you observed in accounting marketing over the past 5 years?
Well, I might have a different perspective, and maybe it's been the last 3 years because of, what's happened with the recession and when it hit, and being involved so closely with the membership committee. I think there was a downturn in the marketing role. There may have been some positions that were, eliminated, but what I see now that's happened, that's kind of come full circle, is that firms are embracing marketing. And I think that the marketing role is transitioning a little bit, so that's less about marketing activities and more about kind of the business development role. Not that you have to be a business developer, but having, being involved with the business side and understanding the business side of the industry, I think that that's the biggest trend that I see from a marketing perspective in the industry.
Mm-hmm. So you see more firms hiring business development professionals as opposed to marketing professionals?
Well, I have seen that a lot, yes, because, we work nationally with firms that I have seen, and sometimes it's a little bit of a, I do a little coaching when a partner says to me, we're thinking about hiring a marketing director, or we're thinking about hiring a marketing director to do business development. Then there's this education process that has to take place in terms of, well, are you hiring somebody to do marketing, or are you hiring somebody to do business development, because they are different roles.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen, you probably have seen it as well, Jean, that I have seen more and more firms looking to fill that role.
Right. Yeah, and I wouldn't disagree with that, because they are looking, as we both know, marketing is hot again, and firms
yeah,
are looking
is.
To generate business, and a lot of them are looking for a real quick fix, and they're not
yeah.
thinking perhaps so much about the marketing as they are about the business development and hiring salespeople.
Right, and they need to be careful about that.
Mm-hmm.
I do both. I do marketing, and I do business development, and my marketing objectives are very clear that they're tied to generating new business. And I think that that's probably the role that more marketing directors would probably also should take in terms of looking forward of what you're going to do. If you are a marketing director for a firm, that you should be focusing on marketing activities or marketing initiatives that are driving business, whether it be niche development or a particular service area, something that's a little bit more specific
mm-hmm.
and trackable.
Right, absolutely. So what's your prediction for accounting marketing for the next 5 years?
Well, let's see. I think it's going to grow because of, believe it or not, because of the economy. I think that marketing, as the book Bullseye came out, so marketing's cool again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're going to see more and more firms that were kind of sitting fat and happy there for a while are now coming out and saying, okay, we need to look at marketing, and we need to look at marketing. But when they say that, they really are saying we need to look at marketing as it relates to business development.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it gets back to the last question a little bit too, is that the role of marketing is becoming more business development driven. That's how I see it anyway. And that if somebody really wants to be successful, that they need to take on a position and or change some of their marketing objectives to make sure that they include that.
Right. So let me ask you then, what would be your best piece of advice for a managing partner who was considering hiring a business developer?
Funny, I just had this conversation with someone the other day, similar conversation. that you really have to sit down and make sure that they have a clear understanding of what they're looking for. And also, what role will that business developer play as it relates to the partners? It needs to be a team effort all the way around, within, inside and out, whether it's going on calls or, you know, when I was with a firm, a regional firm here in Boston, we were bought out by a larger firm. And overnight, I went from being a marketing director to a business development manager. And I went from what was considered probably more marketing activity related stuff, though I did a lot of networking and business development activities as well. So I was probably a little bit more of a natural fit for that. But the next day, you know, I was responsible for, you know, generating $300,000 worth of business.
Mm-hmm.
And as a base, you know what I mean? So I think that what I try to tell partners is make sure it's clear that you understand and the partners understand what the role is that that person's going to play. Are you going to hire a business developer that's just going to be out on their own, you know, trying to knock on doors and sell? Or are you going to hire a business developer that's going to be part of your team, your rainmaking team, and that you're going to have, you know, teams that are going to go out and develop new business?
Mm-hmm. Right, because we would say the same thing if they were to hire a marketing professional, you know, to get those expectations straight before they do the hiring.
Yep, on both sides. I mean, on both sides, they mm-hmm. both have to have it, you know.
Right.
The person that they're hiring has to understand what that role is. And in some cases, you know, as they're hiring somebody, you know, they should reach out to other firms that have, and that's another thing, you look at AIM, it's a great resource to, whether you're a marketing director or even a partner, to reach out to some other the firms and say, you know, what have you done? What's been successful? Because there are success stories out there, but unfortunately, there's also a lot of failures just because of, I think that there's probably not a clear direction when firms look at hiring a business developer.
Mm-hmm. But haven't we come a long way that we're even talking about more firms hiring marketing people and business developers?
Totally. Totally.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Brenda,
yep.
Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Congratulations again on being honored as the 2010 Association for Accounting Marketing Volunteer of the Year.
Thank you, Jean. It's been my pleasure.